Welcome to Soils at Work, the biology of soil health, an initiative of the Compost Council of Canada, Henner Waste, Overton Environmental, EnviroClean, Waste Connections, The Forks, Cities of Brandon, Portage la Prairie, Steinbach, and Winnipeg, and the members of the Compost Quality Alliance, supported with funding through Manitoba Conservation and Climate, and Growing Forward Too, a federal-provincial territorial initiative. The Compost Council of Canada and our compost facilities are excited to offer this learning through workshops as well as webinars and online education, providing classrooms at your own convenience and at your own pace, such as this audio learning program. This is Chapter 8 of our 8-chapter series. Chapter 8, the unique role of compost in soil health and climate change. The acknowledged benefits of compost. Adding compost to soil produces many benefits, including but not limited to increased levels of SOM, soil organic matter, higher levels of natural fertility in soils, stronger, healthier plants, improved soil structure, which in turn leads to better water holding capacity, greater infiltration of rainfall, reduced soil erosion and compaction, and less runoff of nutrients and other inputs. Disease suppression is another benefit, as evidenced through the multi-year agricultural study trial in Brandon, Manitoba, and improved nutritional value of vegetable crops. Controlled field trials with compost have shown generally positive results with farmers in the short term, finding slight to moderate yield increases, improved soil structure, and some disease suppression. The issue, however, has never been whether or not the compost provides benefits. Rather, it's been whether or not the sometimes inconsistent benefits were worth the additional cost. This practical cost-benefit assessment, however, may require an update. A number of factors are changing the assumptions underlying this issue, including the rise in awareness of the importance of soil health, the increasing need to do something significant with respect to climate change, an evolving understanding of the co-benefits of compost use, and in particular, its potential ability to protect our fresh water supplies, and the concern for food security and the nutritional value of the harvest grown. Scientific research has been the main driver in all of those factors. In particular, the huge advances in genomic, DNA-based analysis in the last decade are helping us to better understand what's going on in the soil. In turn, this better understanding is providing us with some powerful tools. Going forward, we should increasingly be able to make our agricultural soils produce more with fewer inputs, tackle climate change effectively and affordably, better protect our overall environment without sacrificing the economy, and create the business opportunities and well-paying jobs of the future. Compost can and should be a big part of all of this. Let's take a close look at some of this new knowledge and the potential compost-related opportunities arising from it. Compost and soil health. According to the Food and Agriculture Association of the United Nations, many organic materials serve both as fertilizers and soil conditioners. They feed the soil and the plants. Soluble chemical fertilizers contain mineral salts that plant roots can absorb quickly. However, they don't provide a food source for soil microorganisms and earthworms. Over time, soils treated only with synthetic chemical fertilizers lose organic matter and the living organisms that help to build a quality soil. Compost can be viewed as a Swiss Army knife of soil health tools and practices, with its application being of great value to enhance the benefits provided by other soil health practices, such as cover crops, ameliorate the effects of less than ideal practices such as tillage, build healthy soils, and help maintain that health. Importantly, using compost has a particular benefit that the other soil health practices just don't have. It can rapidly increase both the number and the diversity of a soil's food web. Well-made, mature compost usually has a greater concentration and variety of soil organisms than the soil that receives it. Of course, this depends on factors such as the source materials, where it was made, the composting methods used, etc. But good, mature compost is loaded with a wide variety of beneficial soil microbes. In fact, you could say that diversity is compost's forte. We discussed earlier how soil health influences fertility, soil structure, and disease and pest suppression. Here are a few more details with respect to compost's potential role in each of these areas of concern to farmers. Soil fertility. Compost hides its potency behind low NPK numbers. To understand what compost can really do, we have to look more closely at natural systems. Natural soil fertility is not based solely on the amount of nutrient available to plants at any given time. Rather, it's an ongoing product of a well-functioning soil food web. Plants depend on below-ground carbon trading with microbes to ensure that they get the nutrients they need when they need them. Compost not only supports the creatures of the soil food web with food energy, nutrients, and habitat, but also adds diversity, making the soil's natural ecosystems more robust and reliable. Soil structure. The only real long-term solution to compacted soils is to build good soil structure. To do this, you must nurture and protect the soil organisms that create and sustain soil aggregates. These aggregates create the pore spaces in soil that hold air and water, creating an ideal environment for plant roots. In essence, compost boosts the numbers and diversity of the organisms that do the aggregating. Why is this so important? Well, the latest science indicates that it is difficult, if not impossible, to have good, stable soil aggregates without having a good, stable population of beneficial soil organisms, particularly soil fungi. The fungal filaments provide the necessary glues and netting to build the larger aggregates and to hold them together. Mature compost both supplies and feeds soil fungi. Testing has revealed that compost piles, when left to mature, gradually become more fungal. This is due to the fact that fungi are better able than bacteria to break down the more complex recalcitrant molecules that are left after the first flush of bacterial decomposition takes out all of the easy stuff. Accordingly, the application of mature compost inoculates soil with various types of beneficial fungi and supports their growth, increasing the ecosystem benefits for which these organisms are largely responsible. Disease suppression. Quite a few studies have documented the disease-suppressive nature of compost. The exact mechanisms that are responsible for the suppression, however, are not well known. What we do know is that compost boosts the soil food web, both in terms of food supply and biodiversity. In terms of disease suppression, it's likely that the soil organisms do the real work. What kind of work? In general, the basic mechanisms include competition. Beneficial microbes outcompete harmful ones. Physical protection. Microbes provide a physical barrier around the plant. Chemical protection. For example, the production of antibiotics. Direct consumption of pathogens by beneficial microbe predators. Partnerships. Microbes provide some type of chemical assistance to the plant's immune system. And communications. Plants receive advance warnings via the soil food web. The potency of compost as a disease suppressant will depend to a large extent on the number and variety of its microbial populations. Some types of organisms in the compost excel at surrounding roots and protecting them through sheer numbers. Others produce antibiotics to fight off pathogens, while still others specialize in helping plants activate their own defense mechanisms. A diverse, mature compost will likely include all of these groups. Compost and climate change. You may already be aware that the composting process itself helps to reduce climate change. This is because composting diverts organic wastes from landfills. In landfills, organic residuals degrade anaerobically in the absence of oxygen, resulting in the production of methane gas. As a greenhouse gas, GHG, methane, CH4, is generally stated to be considered to be about 25 to 30 times more potent than CO2. However, that number provides only part of the story. GHG potency is generally measured over a 100-year time frame. Unlike CO2, methane doesn't last that long in the atmosphere, so measuring its impact over 100 years dilutes its potency. It's much more dangerous over the 20 years that it does hang around, 84 times more potent than CO2. Why is this important? Well, to start with, most climate scientists believe that we have less than 20 years to get our GHG emissions under control if we want to avoid runaway climate change. Given that very short window, reducing methane emissions can be seen to be particularly important. Reducing emissions of GHGs is crucial in fighting climate change. But it's not the only way to go about it. Actually, pulling carbon out of the atmosphere is also very important. The Marin Carbon Project, for example, showed that one application of compost to rangeland set up a feedback loop in the soil that resulted in a gain of about 1 ton of carbon per hectare per year for the full 3 years of the study, and is projected to keep adding carbon for at least 10 years. By placing your kitchen scraps and garden trimmings in your green bin or home composter, instead of sending them for burial in landfills, you can help fight climate change. The carbon sequestration alone of what our Canadian compost facilities have accomplished so far is offsetting the greenhouse gas impact of about 1 billion kilometers of gas-powered car driving annually. Put another way, for every 25-liter bag of compost used, the equivalent of 30 kilometers of gas-powered car driving is eliminated. For every ton of compost used, the greenhouse gas impact of over 2,700 kilometers are taken off the road. By participating in compost programs and by using compost to store carbon in agricultural and urban soils, we are helping to put the brakes on climate change. Compost and fresh water. Mature compost protects fresh water in a number of ways. Compost, when applied to agricultural land or turf, improves soil structure, resisting compaction and allowing better infiltration of rainfall and increased water-holding capacity. Reduces surface runoff of rain or irrigation water, protecting surface waters from many sources of pollution and reducing flooding. And increases the number and variety of beneficial soil microbes, which break down toxic residues and clean water passing through the soil on its way to recharging local aquifers. Compost can also be used in on-farm infrastructure projects such as filter strips and grassed waterways. Filter systems work well around drain inlets, around storm drainage systems, surrounding receiving channels, and for sediment containment. Living filter systems based on compost trap sediment, bind and absorb pollutants, and degrade various toxic compounds with bacteria and fungi. Studies have shown that compost-based living filters can remove up to 99% of coliform bacteria, 73% of heavy metals, 92% of nutrients, and 99% of hydrocarbons. Phosphorus. Compost applications can also help with the ever-changing countrywide phosphorus problem. As a general rule, phosphorus is tricky to manage. It binds very easily to other substances in the soil, making much of it unavailable to plants. As a result, growers may add phosphorus fertilizer even when the soil already has high overall levels in order to ensure that their crops have enough available phosphorus to ensure a good yield. If the soil becomes saturated, that is, all the P-binding sites are occupied, this can result in runoff of phosphorus into surface waters. Since phosphorus is an important limiting nutrient for all plant growth, the result of this pollution is usually algae blooms in lakes such as Lake Winnipeg and Lake Erie. These have become serious issues in many parts of the country. However, there are solutions to this problem that don't require a sacrifice in yield. Increasing evidence suggests that the phosphorus problem can be addressed biologically. The key is a large and diverse population of soil organisms. Farmers who have developed very healthy soils report that tests indicate little or no phosphorus leaving their land. This is probably the result of a couple of factors. First, soil health practicing farmers use cover crops, and having living roots in the soil all the time makes it more likely that any available phosphorus will be taken up by a plant, preventing immediate runoff. And secondly, when the main crop is growing in a healthy soil, the numerous and diverse organisms of the soil food web can take up phosphorus from the organic matter left behind by the covers, as well as any newly applied synthetic phosphorus, and thus prevent any major nutrient loss. Moreover, These organisms then deliver the pee to the plants in their root zones via the microbial loop. While these factors are likely the main reason for the reduction in phosphorus runoff from healthy soils, more applied research is needed so that ever greater practical information is available on things like application rates, timing, and synergy between practices. In this way, farmers can feel confident that the soil health approach will reduce their environmental impact. Compost has a potentially important role to play here because it helps to support a large and diverse soil food web. However, it's important to use a mature compost product. Immature compost is similar to raw manure and digestates in that it contains higher amounts of soluble nutrients than does mature compost. Accordingly, as with synthetic fertilizer, it's possible to create a phosphorus pollution problem with manures, digestates, and immature compost. Alternatively, the phosphorus in stable, mature compost is mostly tied up and is made available by microbes in a slow-release process, largely controlled by the crop minimizing losses. In summary, there is growing evidence that one of the ways in which phosphorus pollution can be averted without sacrificing yield is by combining the 4Rs approach to fertilizer use, the use of cover crops to support soil health and mop up excess nutrients, and the application of mature compost to build the numbers and diversity of the soil food web. The importance of compost quality. If compost benefits primarily arise from its ability to nurture and support soil microbes, it's obviously very important that the compost be made properly so that it contains stabilized organic matter, a good balance of nutrients, and the right kind of microbial populations. As it turns out, all Canadian jurisdictions have rules in place to ensure that the compost from licensed facilities is properly manufactured, that it is, in fact, good compost. Each province and territory has its own guidelines for compost quality, or has adopted those produced by the Canadian Council of Ministers of the Environment, CCME. These guidelines protect the environment by ensuring that concentrations of trace metals such as cadmium and mercury, as well as foreign matter and sharps, are within maximum limits. They also protect human health by ensuring that pathogen levels are within required limits. Maturity must also be measured, as well as total organic matter and moisture. What all of this means is that users of compost from licensed facilities in Canada can be assured that the product they are buying is properly manufactured, mature, and safe for humans and the environment. While these guidelines meet the requirements from the perspective of government regulators, the members of the Compost Council of Canada recognized a few years ago that something more was required. Different end uses of compost require different agronomic properties. For instance, the amount of soluble salt in a compost must be very low when it is used as a media for small plants and seedlings, but can be higher when used as a top dressing or as a soil amendment. Similarly, the ratio of carbon to nitrogen in the compost, known as the C2N ratio, must be within a certain range, 12 to 22, for most landscaping, turf top dressing, and planting media purposes, but can be considerably higher when the compost is used as a soil amendment, 12 to 30, or for remediation, 10 to 40. The Council recognized that knowledge of agronomic parameters, as we just mentioned, would help ensure that the right compost was used for the right purpose. This was the concept behind the Compost Quality Alliance, CQA, to not only reflect government regulations, but to go above and beyond to also test for the agronomic properties of compost and direct its usage appropriately. The CQA is a voluntary initiative open to all compost producers across Canada. Upfront operational audits as well as testing procedures are required of all CQA members, along with an ongoing sampling regime and product attribute focus and market sale. If you buy your compost from a CQA certified producer, you will not only be able to get the results of the testing done to satisfy government requirements, but also the testing done to meet CQA requirements and the end use recommendations that arise from that testing. Emerging evidence that using compost improves both yields and nutrition content in vegetables. Compost's multiple benefits have also now been elevated from a discussion of waste diversion to one of not only improving soil and plant health, but also helping to grow food plants with better nutritional value of direct benefit to human health. The result of a 5-year agricultural research trial conducted in Brandon, Manitoba, has shown that the addition of compost to food-growing soils produce higher yields with better nutritional values, energized through improved plant metabolism, the process by which plants live and grow. Using compost made from food scraps and garden trimmings of the city's residential collection program, the study was conducted by Dr. Lord Abbey of Dalhousie University's Faculty of Agriculture, supported by Manitoba Conservation and Climate and the Compost Council of Canada. 4 different vegetable crops, lettuce, beets, carrots, green beans, were grown with the city's CQA compost being applied at different frequencies, once every year, once every 2 years, with the control being none at all. The harvests were analyzed at Alberta's Metabolomics Innovation Center, and the results have been described as remarkable. Not only were the harvests more productive, but the vegetables' nutritional densities were greatly increased in the annual and biennial municipal compost-applied soils, showing that the long-term, frequent application of municipal CQA compost biofortifies food plants, providing a reservoir of essential plant nutrients and biomolecules such as macro and micronutrients, amino acids, carbohydrates, lipids, and mineral nutrients of direct importance to human health. Remarkable. And all because organic residuals are being composted with the compost being returned to our soils. So whether from the perspective of resource conservation, climate change mitigation through the storage of carbon in our soils, water conservation and quality improvements, as well as enhanced soil health, structure and vitality for greater food security, and the production of more nutrient-dense, valuable food, the application of compost to our soils truly is outstanding in the field, delivering an out-of-the-ballpark home run for our environment, our economy, and ultimately, ourselves. This ends Chapter 8. Thanks very much for listening. This chapter, along with 7 others, is part of Soils at Work, the Biology of Soil Health, an initiative of the Compost Council of Canada, Penner Waste, Overton Environmental, EnviroClean, Waste Connections, The Forks, Cities of Brandon, Portage-La Prairie, Steinbach, and Winnipeg, and the members of the Compost Quality Alliance, supported with funding through Manitoba Conservation and Climate, and Growing Forward 2, a federal-provincial territorial initiative. The Council invites you to take the self-managed quiz found at www.compost.org to help test your understanding of the information provided and become a soil builder. Remember to follow these important steps to be a soil builder. Cover the soil, keep roots in the ground, add compost and optimize other inputs, support plant and soil diversity, minimize soil disturbance. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your interest.